supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This means so much to me today because yesterday I'm in Washington, D.C., and yesterday we were in the halls of Congress. Thanks to Christians United for Israel, now 4.3 million strong. And what a voice it is becoming evident that we have here. It came to me, the Lord actually impressed me, what an opportunity CUFI has given us that they have arranged appointments in every office of our senators. All 50 senators had constituents standing in their offices yesterday, standing up for Israel. They had almost all the congressional representatives' offices. So we stood, and the Lord said to me, and I asked the people when I spoke Sunday, and then again along the line somewhere, in the breakout rooms, I'm a regional over four states, that God showed me that we're getting to put our feet in all those offices, and that there is a precedent established in the Word that He gives you the places. Of course it stands for Israel first in their land, but then also we can take a parallel character of God, how He gives you glimpses of His character, that where your feet trod, there you possess it. I was once told by Mr. Rappaport in Shiloh, Israel, years ago, that there are three ways Israel is told in the Bible to possess the land: to walk on it first, to build on it, and to plant it. So yesterday we walked on the carpets of the halls of Congress, and we asked them to stand up for Israel. This is so very important. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along, but that's where our blessing lies. I may just go ahead and talk about it right now. I had the opportunity, of course, on Sunday, along with Lynn Hammond and Cheryl Morrison, to speak. And I spoke twice that day, and I'm telling you, in the morning, I don't know that I ever had such an anointing. The room, Lynn Hammond said later, it was riveting. I really didn't expect it, but I was talking about having gone to the death camps, and I was talking about how that they never could, the Holocaust never could have happened if the church in Germany had not been persuaded by a leadership of Martin Luther that the Jews had to be dealt with, he started off very much for the Jews, and God, of course, has used many people, and then something happened along in their life that the devil gets them off course. They don't lose the reward, I don't believe, for the good that they did, the great good that he did, but then what he said, you can go online and find it out, the anti-Semitism that he spewed later on, and of course that church then had wrong doctrine. And if the Pope in Poland had lifted his finger only once and said, don't take our Jews, the Catholics of Poland would not have done so. So I was just speaking about the danger, because I heard a figure when I was in a Jerusalem prayer breakfast, and it was given by Bill Koenig, that 80% of the people who call themselves Christians in the United States, 80% of them do not agree with us. They do not agree that modern-day Israel has something to do with the Bible, biblical Israel. And so we have such a job to do in educating. And Dennis Prager, if you don't know Dennis Prager, try to catch his talk show. He's a talk show host. And online you can go to Dennis Prager University. I think he has five-minute universities. He's a very learned man, a Jewish man, but very much loves and appreciates the place of evangelical Christians who are pro-Israel. And he gave a figure that the Jews in America have a long way to go to catch up with the Christians in America being pro-Israel and the Israeli Jews. He pointed out a stat that 70% of the Israeli Jews are pro-Trump. while only 30% of American Jews are. And he was bragging, of course, on the evangelical Christians, but he threw up a red flag. He said, this has to be guarded. This number has to be guarded because these evangelical Christians who right now are very pro-Israel are sending their kids to colleges and universities, and those universities peopled by professors who are tenured in and anti-Israel are teaching the young people who come there and swaying them. We have, thank God, we have Christians United for Israel has on campus. We now have 300 chapters, but you'd be surprised at the Christian universities that won't let us have a chapter on their campus. So this is something we have to pray about. And I said to those, because it's a prayer meeting on Sunday, I said to them, we have to pray. We have to pray for the body of Christ. Oh, please pick this up. Please write this down if you're making notes. Please pray that the body of Christ would have revelation concerning Israel in the plan of God. Folks, we're going to do everything we can, and we are doing it to educate people. I take seminar tours to Israel, and right now we're in the phase of getting our, for Migdal Arbel, of getting our building permit, and we're ready to go to the ground and get it started. They say it takes 9 months to get one in Israel. We want one right now. We want it to be, and I'm asking you to pray, that our we would get our building permit miraculously. Just last night, I saw a miracle. One of the wives of someone very, the wife of someone very important here and a speaker, was rushed to the hospital, young wife, mother of a child, 11 and 1-7, rushed to the hospital, and diagnosis was hole in the stomach. And she was in horrible pain yesterday, and we were praying. Lynn's group were praying. I was praying. We were praying. We put it on to our local prayers in the prayer mountain. And I got back a report that even the doctor said in 13 years they'd never seen anything like it. That hole in her stomach, before they cut on her, had completely healed up, and a scar was left to show that it had been there. So I believe in miracles. Oh, Father, give us a miracle for the building permit and then the actual building of it to go up so fast in Israel. This is such a critical thing right now. It's a critical thing that we keep the education up. I'm going to speak tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I'm flying home today from Washington, D.C., and going to speak tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Champions for Christ. We have 1,000 young people there. Please pray that somehow I can get over to them, that when they go off to college, these are under college age, when they go off to college and as they go through life, Dennis Prager, P-R-A-G-E-R, that's spelled Dennis, he put it out that it's the Bible. It's the people who know the Bible. And the reasons that the American Jews don't know the place of Israel and the plan of God is they don't know the Bible. And so the Bible is the foundation, and that's what we're all about. We're all about education. I'm going to start a school. I don't know how soon we can get it started. We're going to have advertise it online, but for sure we'll have it online by January. I'm hoping sooner, but we'll have some classes, and we'll invite people to come out to Prayer Mountain. I'll have a school desk. And I'll be teaching, and it's going to be 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. And we're working now on accreditation. We've had two groups, well-known accreditation groups, who said they will accredit us. And we're choosing right now which one we'll go with. It will be accredited. But we'll have a different – there are other Bible schools, wonderful Bible schools. My pastor, Keith Moore, has one online, and there are others. A brother – Copeland is getting one, but we're going to be prophetic. Ours is going to be looking at the Bible through the eye of prophecy. So pray about that. 3BI, we call it, Billy Brim Bible Institute. It seems I have so much to share with you today that I'm kind of tripping over myself. But yesterday, as we walked down the halls of Congress, I thought how important it is that we are individual states. Going to my Missouri state, you know, the constituents go to the offices of the people they vote for.
And they listen to us. We have a strong voice now.
And yesterday,
when I was walking down the hall to one of our Missouri appointments, I passed South Dakota. And I noticed that up on a whiteboard, they posted the grain prices. And they had done it, you know, so that they could erase them and put them up every day. That's so important to that state. And that each thing that's important to us as individual states, we are representative. We're thanking God for those states' rights. And then we're thanking God that we are one nation under God, indivisible. And so I know that you all are some of the prayers that keep that going. And I want to speak a little bit now about the attack. Well, I guess they've kind of decided that maybe the Syrian fighter jet was off course. But he was a fighter jet was hit by a Patriot anti-missile. And I was sitting in a meeting, and here it was, our phones were lighting up, the ones of us who have this thing, this app where you get notices of what's happening in Israel, and that a Syrian fighter jet had been shot down over Israel's northern Golan Heights. Today in the Jerusalem Post, they have the IDF captain, Or Naaman, a young woman, very young woman, and she commanded the Patriot battery, which shot down a Syrian fighter jet over Israel's northern Golan Heights Tuesday. And she also was in charge of the interception of a drone, which fell south of the Lake of Galilee almost 2 weeks to the day of the downing of the jet. And this young woman reminds me when I was in Israel and we were taken to meet the young women who decide when an Iron Dome is going up. They said there's something about women that they have discovered is quicker on the trigger, you might say. And they have just a few seconds to decide if this thing is going to do harm or not do harm and whether they send up an interceptor. And so this young woman, her name is Or, which means light, Naaman, which has to do with comfort. And I'm just amazed at these young people. We've had the IDF, we had four young IDF people speak to us, and three of them were women, and one of them was a young man. It's just amazing that these young people, how God uses them in that actual army there, what the world knows as an army, and how many young people we have right now, as we have Champions for Christ, and then my granddaughter Hannah, and my grandson Brandon and his wife Destiny are going to be ministering next week at Southwest Believers. And so much depends upon our education of the young people. So we're praying, and you please pray. We heard also from Elliot Chertoff, who is high in the military and wrote a book that everybody gets when they go into the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. And he, one by one, ticked off what is the biggest threat in Israel. And he said it's not Russia. Russia is backing off from Iran right now, which really lets me think that this is not Ezekiel 38 yet, because in Ezekiel 38, Russia is the big pusher, the big head of it. And right now, they've kind of backed off, but Iran is financing everything. The Hezbollah, they're looking for a war with the Hezbollah. If you've gone with me to Israel, you stand right there at Mizkabam and you look over into the houses that the Hezbollah has turned into. They're Hezbollah families. They live. They've taken over whole villages, and their houses are caches for missiles. So they're expecting a war. We don't know when. We don't know if, but we'll pray. We at the CUFI, how thankful we are for the victories that have happened in the last year. Just since we were here last year, the United States Embassy has been moved to Jerusalem. The Iranian deal has been nixed. And this is because of the strength and the backbone and the prayers that support the President of the United States. Thank you for every prayer you've prayed. And we have to keep praying for him. You know that there's a shadow government. It's satanic. It's very satanic, and I believe that so much of it is aimed at this this president and the current, oh, the State Department heads. Now we have Mike Pompeo, and we have John Bolton, and we have Sam Brownback, and we have such good folks in the State Department for a change. And I believe that some of this is, I know a lot of it is aimed by Satan himself, because this administration's pro-Israel. Oh, Satan doesn't want anything pro-Israel. That's exactly what the fight was in the Holocaust. And so we have to keep up the prayer for our president. Are you one of those who has signed up to pray, first of all, for the president? I've been invited to be August 9. I'm not sure if it'll be live or not, but I'm going to be on the Jim Baker program, and we're going to talk about my book, First of All, and the Awakenings, and Donald Trump's mother's part in an awakening, what happened to her. And so be praying for me, too. Pray for me that tomorrow when I address the Champions for Christ, I'll know that anointing of God like I knew it here when I spoke the first day. And pray for me as I go on that program. Oh, how I do know and believe in the prayers. We were so blessed here. We got to hear Laura Ingraham, and it was so funny. I said she could be a stand-up comedian, and she was talking about when all the attacks come against our president, Donald Trump. It reminds her of the old comedies, the old, you know, how Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. And how Wile E. Coyote was always thinking he'd get the Roadrunner, and then his plot would blow up. She said that's what it reminds her of. We'll get him next time. We'll get him next time. But, oh, folks, we have to keep this. Oh, how everyone enjoyed Nikki Haley. If you can go online, and I think they're putting it up on TBN and maybe someplace else, and you can watch Our Night to Honor Israel, and you could watch Nikki Haley, such a woman of God, as she spoke of her faith. And she's so simple, really. And she said, I just simply say and do what I believe. And the days of Israel bashing in the UN are over. She, of course, reiterated that the head of the ambassadors of the PLO, or Palestinian Authority, I guess it is legally, said to Nikki Haley, you need to shut up. And she said, sir, I will be respectful, but I will not shut up. When she finished speaking, someone screamed from the back of the room, 2024. And she laughed and she said, well, I'm having a challenge right now just keeping this job. But it wouldn't be a bad ticket in 2024 to have Mike Pence and Nikki Haley, but we're not there yet. Right now we're praying for this administration, first of all. I would be remiss if I did not mention to you and mention to you how we need the prayers of you, the prayers, for the duck boat accident that happened in Branson. It happened last Saturday, and I can tell you that I didn't have any warning of it. I don't know who had warning of it. My son, who's a fireman, He wasn't aware that it was coming. I got a little runner across the bottom of my phone. I didn't even get the normal alerts that I get. And I don't live in Branson. I live out on in Prayer Mountains, 17 and a half miles east on Bull Shoals. And I live on Bull Shoals. But Brenda and Tony live in Branson. They actually saw it, and others gave reports of how it even looked like a hand. I'm telling you, Branson stands for God. And I know that it was the enemy, and he was against Branson. Now, it came up so quickly, and I want to tell you what I did. I had in my house five of my great-grandchildren and their mothers under the age of seven. They go from the age of one to seven. And they've been deciding it was such a hot, oppressive day. We hadn't had such a, I don't know, the barometric pressure or whatever it was. It hadn't been like that. We were all feeling it, and the girls were trying to figure out something for their kids to do. It was 7 o'clock in the evening, and they had thought about going even on the Branson Bell. They had thought about going to the lake, and they decided, well, we'll go down to Grand Country, which is a place where everything's inside and air-conditioned, and the kids can play around and eat. And so they were going out the door, and that's when I saw the thing. I stepped on my porch, and I used my authority, but, folks, I have to admit to you, I didn't cast my net far enough. I stood on that porch, and I said, in the name, I take authority over you. You're not going to hit Prayer Mountain, and I drew a bloodline around Prayer Mountain. You're not going to hit our houses, our properties, our lands, our, and I drew a bloodline around my property. So after the thing was over, just on the other side of my property line, a huge tree was uprooted, but nothing on my property. Here's where I was amiss. I have authority. I could have cast that authority over to Greater Branson, and I know it would have obeyed me. And so I repented to the Lord, and I'll not let it happen again. We do it out at Prayer Mountain. When we're there on Wednesdays and we're taking our authority, we speak to the Greater Branson area, the Harrison, Arkansas area, Springfield. We have people there from all those places, and we have our authority. But I had the authority. I could have done it, and I did not do it. Christians were involved. The driver of the duck boat was a Christian that I knew. And and then this dear woman, please lift her up. She lost 9 people in her family. I think there's only one other survivor in her family. There were 11 of them. 17 people were killed. And so we want to lift her up. I heard her say, I don't know that I can ever get over this. Well, there is a God of all comfort. And I'm telling you what he did for me when my young husband passed away at the age of 49. He put me in a bubble. I can't explain it to you, but it was a bubble of comfort. It was like one of those little dolls that you buy when you used to be able to buy when you're overseas, and it's in a plexiglass dome. It was like I was in that, and I was breathing rarefied air. So, oh, Father, in the name above all names, we ask you to put this lady in a bubble. Put her there, Father, and her other family member. I know they believe in you. I'm asking you to do what no man can do, what she cannot get over, what she cannot handle. You, who you're called the comforter. You're called the God of all comfort in the Bible, and we believe you. Father, I know it won't be long till she'll see her dear ones. How thankful we are for such promises. How thankful we are. We give you glory and honor for the book, the Bible, in which you reveal your wonderful word. And you reveal to us how you love the Jews, how you love Israel. And in Jeremiah, how they will be a nation before you forever, as long as there's a sun in the sky and stars and moon. And as long as no man can weigh the earth and find out its weight, its foundation, its, oh God, there will be this nation. Father, the United States of America depends upon our blessing, Israel. We've been here, we've met here this week. We've prayed for this nation. We lift it up, first of all, again, how grateful and thankful we are to you that we have an administration that established our embassy in Jerusalem, that refused to be in a pact with a nation state, Iran, that wants to and has declared they want to destroy Israel. Dear God, we're no longer in a pact with them, and I thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you glory. Holy Father, we lift up the leaders of Israel. Father, that northern border, war is just within meters now in Syria, just within meters of Israel. Here a plane just got over, and dear Father, how we do trust that angel armies, Yahweh Sabaoth, God of hosts, Lord of hosts, may there be such a battalion, such a myriad, such legions of angels on that northern border that they'll keep back the enemy from pushing things too soon. And we ask that you would think through the minds of Benjamin Netanyahu, of Mr. Lieberman, of those, the defense minister, of those who must make the decisions, of the young girls the young men in the IDF who have to make split-second decisions whether or not to send up a Patriot missile, anti-missile, or an Iron Dome. Father, in the name above all names, think through their minds. Jesus, think through their minds. Spirit of the living God, think through their minds. Father, Holy Father, how we do thank you that you never slumber nor sleep, and that you watch over Israel. We thank you, Father, that you called us watchmen, and you've told us never to give you silence until you establish Jerusalem a praise in the earth. How we do look forward to the millennial time, Lord. And I know that when we're praying in tongues, we're praying about that time. I know we're praying about when heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem will literally be connected as they should be. And Father, we thank you for what the future holds for the Jews, for the righteous nations, and for the body of Christ. Holy Father, your word. Help us get your word, Father, and the Bible known. Give unto the body of Christ the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let their eyes be open, Father, to what the Word says. Father, there are some of them that read through their daily Bible readings. Maybe a portion that's given by the church so that they'll read through. But they don't see Israel, and they don't see the place of Israel because they don't know how to rightly divide the Word. Please give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Please let some of our teachings come into their hands about how to rightly divide the word so that they can see. Pastors, you told us to lift up those in authority. We thank you, Father, for those in authority over the local church. We lift up our own pastors. Give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him that they can see. They can see the place of Israel in your heart, the place of Israel in the blessings for America, the place of Israel, Father, in the future. Holy One of God, help us. These things I mentioned today, help us get our big building permit miraculously. Help us get the building built miraculously. Help us, Father, in our schools and dearest Lord, we love and adore you and magnify you. And we lift up that dear, dear lady. We thank you, Father, for blessing her. Folks, I'm going to take off because I have to fly this morning. But I would like to get, and I gave away copies to the people at the prayer meeting where we were Sunday, of my mini book on how to rightly divide the word so that you can know the what's said to the Jews, what's said to the nations, what's said to the church. It's all in the Word. You just have to know how to rightly divide it. And if you have this book, wonderful. But order some more so that you can give it away. So if you would like to have How to Rightly Divide the Word, it's a mini book, but it's a perfect bound one because it's a pretty thick one. And you can call us. I'm going to be offering this book. It normally sells for $3. I'm going to be offering it today for $2 plus postage. If you would just call us at our number, 1-800-972-3447, then tell them that I offered on the phone call today how to rightly divide the word. And you can get that for $2. Tell them I promised that you could have it for $2 plus shipping. That's 1-800-972-3447. Why don't you order a bunch of them and pass them out? Because education in the Word of God is the answer to the light coming on. Thank you so much, and thank you who were with us. Alaska, when I was walking down the halls yesterday, you had a large contingency here. Congratulations. And then, of course, we do thank you for being on the line with us, Belgium and Ontario and Toronto. And I met my Virginia ladies. They identified themselves. A lot of people have come up to me here. We had one of our largest groups ever, and they said, we're here, we're on the call. So if you're on the call and you're here in Washington, D.C. with me, or you've been here, shalom, shalom, and your heart will bear witness to the things we've prayed about today. I love you all so much. I cannot tell you how I appreciate and know the power of this prayer group, this 8 o'clock prayer call for Israel. Thank you, thank you, thank you for obeying God and for praying together with us, and then all the week until we meet again, praying, lifting up Israel, lifting up our leaders, lifting up President Trump, lifting up this nation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is Billy Brim saying, shalom, shalom.